Bear Podcast.
The podcast for bears.
And cubs. Episode 50.
50!
Wolf, what a
bear podcast.
We're going to wear black spandex.
Okay, here are bear events.
Bears and cubs.
That's right. Either way, you're going to be gay.
With so many topics that we cover today.
Well, not only that, you mentioned about, you know, iTunes.
You like balls, is what you're saying.
Greetings, listeners of the Bear Podcast. This is ex-Cali Bear calling.
But all fun, you know, all fun, no pressure.
To go critical, man.
Another bears, cocktails, food, and free for anyone outside the greater Houston area.
Hey there, Bears and Cubs. This is Nard.
This is ex-Cali Bear.
Yes, and this is episode 50 of the Bear Podcast.
Happy 50th episode.
Yes, happy 50th.
God, 50 episodes already, can you believe it? Not even a year old yet, 50 episodes.
Yeah, and it's good, and we got a lot of voicemails from last week, and we have a voicemail for today, and we got, well, I've been holding it off for some time because, you know, I've been sick, you know.
I know, you've been sounding horrible. It's like you called me on Monday to check in on me, and I'm like going, Maynard? It's like you're talking with this deep voice. I'm like, Maynard, is this you?
Yeah, it's a good weekend, but other than you know, than coughing and stuff, I'm a little bit congested still, you know. But it's important to do this episode 50, so we just had to do it.
Exactly.
So tell me about your weekend. What happened?
My weekend was spent staying dry. I mean, it's been raining like crazy here in the Bay Area. It's been cold. It's been raining. It's been snowing sometimes periodically on the mountaintops up here. Winter can go away. I'm tired of it.
No.
I'm absolutely tired of it. I want some dry weather, and I heard that there's, you know, areas, you know, like in Colorado and in Utah, and not Utah, but Texas and everything, that could use some wet weather right now. You know what? We're more than happy to share it with you. I just wish it would leave us.
Yeah, it's pretty warm lately here. So, but it's good.
And, yeah, other than trying to stay dry, of course, I watched the Oscars on Sunday, and not going to really get into too many details with the Oscars because there's a lot of people that are out there that are putting different spins and different theories as to why Brokeback lost and Crash won. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I did predict that Brokeback would lose, and that, you know, prediction did come true.
I agree.
I mean, all I have to say is that if you look at it this way, look at how many awards Brokeback Mountain has won versus how many awards Crash did win. Technically, in the long run, Brokeback Mountain is the winner. So, just, you know, and besides, it's a stupid award show. Just move on with your life. Don't let it control your life. I will say this, though, Dolly Parton was robbed.
Yeah.
If anything was definitely robbed at the Oscar Awards, it was Dolly Parton. But then again, it is a hard out here for a pimp. So I guess, you know, they had to acknowledge that.
Yeah. Well, but I only got to watch the middle part of the Oscars because I came from Louis weekend.
Mm. Oh, how was Louis?
Oh, it was great. It was great. It was fun. Actually, I was there since Thursday night. Well, only Thursday night. And took some pictures there. Lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And more than 900 people attended that that weekend. And it's pretty good. It's a pretty good size. People from around the world. About, I think, a lot of countries were represented, and
I know my pal Warren was there. He's here in San Francisco. He's on Barefoot and One as SF Warren. I know that he was attending the event.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I should have met him. Could have interviewed him or something. But yeah, I just walked around there, took a lot of videos, and I should say, I took lots of bad videos. Well, not
of
bad.
Course you did.
Of course I did. Well, of course the good ones I took. Took videos of the show of shows, which the listeners can find in the Houston Air Bears website.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the gallery for under Louis to Louis Weekend 33.
So, how close up did you get to some of the shots in the show of shows?
Well, let me see. Very, very close because I was on stage for a while, for a good 2 or 3 minutes, because I got flogged.
Okay, let's back that up for a second. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, who are you and what have you done with Nart?
Why? Why do you say that? Why?
Okay, first of all, I just can't grasp the whole mental image of you getting flogged. And are you into that?
Actually, no. I just got...
Okay, I was going to say.
I got sucked into it. No.
Oh, how did you get sucked into it? Never mind. Never mind. Not going there, not opening that door, not passing go, not collecting $200.
No, actually, I was just minding my own business, taking pictures because I have to do it for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the drag queens there just pointed at me and, you know, come here. And then I took a picture of him, and then I didn't know what he meant. Oh, he wants me on stage. So, okay, so he pulled me out the stage and took out this leather flogging thing. You know, but four of us on stage, and others were wearing leather, and I'm just wearing a black shirt. And then...
All you were wearing was nothing but a black shirt? Of course you got pulled up on stage.
No, I was wearing shorts. But then we all bent over at the stage.
Oh, you got bent over in front of hundreds of people, huh?
Yeah, and I got flogged.
Nice.
It was funny. At first it was funny, you know. But later on, he was flogging harder and harder. And I was in pain already. I could just imagine. Okay, I know how it feels now to be flogged like that. Okay, so...
So now, admit it. Did you enjoy it?
Actually, no.
Okay.
But
so pass that on to all listeners. Mm. He has a sensitive tushy.
Mm-hmm.
So he do not like it to stinky.
No, not at the butt. Just at the back. On my back. And it was...
Oh, he flogged your back?
I flogged my back, yeah.
Oh, he don't like it to stinky on the backy.
Yeah. And I got a little... flogged on my neck part without the shirt, you know.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, it's bare skin, and I had to ask my friends, am I red here or something? Do I have a welt?
Did this drag queen know how to properly flog? Because the neck area, I know, is not a place you're supposed to hit.
I know. It was kind of weird, but then...
Hopefully it was just done on accident, but still, you should be able to, you know, control that to make sure that that doesn't happen, because that's one of the danger zones to hit the neck.
Yeah. But he did ask me, oh, don't let me hurt you, okay? Okay, just don't hurt me. Don't do harm.
Don't let me hurt you.
And then later on, after that, you know, went back to my space and folded a little because it was a little painful. But then later on...
You retreated back to your space and cowered like a little whipped puppy.
Yeah. I continued on taking pictures. And videos and stuff. And I took videos of our group, Houston Air Bears.
Cool.
And then after that, we just left. We were hungry, ate out, and went to the bar Mary's, naturally. I think I mentioned that in the last show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the cocktail parties for different groups are being done. So,
define cocktail.
Well, there are two. Two ways to define it, I guess. The one, the real thing, I guess, with the drinks.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, those Windex drinks, Windex-looking drinks.
Yes.
And, of course, a lot of cock-sucking was being done there.
Oh, okay.
People doing the Texas pinning.
I bet you enjoyed that.
Well, I like taking videos. And there was this picture. Oh, there was this video. I mean, of this guy who's very, very flexible that he could satisfy himself.
Oh.
He actually did it on video. So,
so admit it, how many times have you whacked off to the video that you've taped of the cock party?
Actually, not yet, because just drooled over, I guess. But
he's lying!
It's more like I'm jealous, you know? He was very flexible. And aside from that,
I don't know if I would want the ability to be able to self-suck myself, to be honest with you. I don't know. I don't think I would want that much power.
Oh, really?
I don't think so, no. I mean, because, I mean, I enjoy getting head so much mm-hmm. that if I were to be doing it to myself, I really would have no life.
Who needs a boyfriend if you can suck yourself, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, I don't know.
Oh, speaking of boyfriends. Oh. Yeah.
What?
Roy, don't you have something to tell us? Or I heard that you have a special someone.
No.
No, you don't? Oh, you don't? Okay.
No. What makes you think that?
What makes you think that? Because I heard, and I even heard from someone I know from San Francisco mentioning about some guy.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Well, what was it that you heard? I mean,
well, it's some cute teddy bear in Texas that I've heard.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Time to let the cat out of the bag. Okay. I do have someone special in my life. I went to the teddy bear factory and I made myself a nice little teddy bear. I call him Rando, and he's dressed in all it. No, I'm just kidding. okay, secrets out of the bag. For those who don't know, I am officially no longer single. I know there's some hearts breaking out there right now, but yes, ex Cali Bear has found himself a teddy bear, his name is Chris. And he he's absolutely sweet. We've known each other now for quite some time, and conversations as friends grew to something a little more deeper, which grew to something a little more deeper to the point where we realized that we definitely have a connection there. Mm-hmm. So. Because of the distance thing, it's a little difficult because one can only take talking on the phone so much. You know, I mean, when you have somebody that means a lot to you, you definitely need that physical connection. Mm-hmm. I'm literally talking with him every single night. He's an absolute wonderful guy. I'm glad that gotten to know him, and two, that he's entered my life, and we're just taking it one day at a time. We're not rushing into anything, but at the same time, we can't deny what's going on between the two of us. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that special? Wow. And all this time, I never knew. I didn't
exactly.
know.
It's been happening under everyone's nose, yeah. So, I mean, we, mm-hmm. we've kept it quiet, but... yeah, we're having fun at the same time.
I understand. But I should say, congratulations. I'm very
happy. Well, thank you. Thank you.
So, he's off the hook now. I mean, he's on the hook now, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Well, not on the hook, but it's definitely out there, so.
Mm-hmm, it's now out there. You're... Okay, guys, he's not available anymore. Oh.
Sorry, boys. Taken.
Oh, well.
Now watch, it always happens this way. Now they're all going to come out of the woodworks wanting me. This always happens. It always happens.
We shall see.
Anyway. I'm not complaining though. Chris is a great guy and I'm glad to have him in my life. Yeah. So if he's listening to this show right now, mwah!
Hey guys, I'm here with Robert Kahn, and he's the secretary of Houston Council of Clubs. So tell me, Robert, how do you like Louis this year?
Louis has been wonderful this year.
Okay. Well, I'm enjoying myself too. Tell me, what is the attendance for this year's Louis?
This year we've had 976 people register for Louis. Which is one of our big years. We weren't sure if we were going to have a lower turnout this year or a higher turnout because of everything that happened with New Orleans this year. I mean, we are always based the weekend after Mardi Gras, so and it looks like we've actually had a better turnout this year.
That's great. So, tell me about Louis. What? How did Louis come about in the first place, Ron?
Louis started 33 years ago. Its actual name is Let Us Entertain You Weekend. And it was started by the Texas Riders, which is a club that's no longer here in Houston. But they wanted to throw a party for all the bar people that work in New Orleans that don't get to go out and party during Mardi Gras.
Ah, okay.
And so they started having a party the weekend after Mardi Gras for those New Orleans people to come over, and then also the people from Houston. And it's just turned into kind of a continuation of Mardi Gras. And we, like I said, we had 976 people this year. We've had people from 5 different countries, 31 states in the United States. So it's a pretty diverse group of people. It's not just Leathermen. It's Leathermen, it's bears, it's drag queens. It's a whole other community. And it's just a way to come have a party all weekend.
So this is a fundraiser too, right?
Actually, no, it's not a fundraiser.
Okay.
For anybody who lives in the city of Houston or the surrounding counties around Houston, we ask a $15 donation just to help cover our costs. Anybody outside of that area, it's a free event. They just have to register. They get cocktail parties starting on Thursday night that goes through Sunday. They get a light dinner on Friday. They get a fabulous lunch on Saturday. They get a barbecue dinner on Saturday night, and then breakfast on Sunday also. And it's all free for them.
That's good. So are you guys getting ready for next year?
Well, we're just now ending this one, and probably our next scheduled meeting will be in 2 weeks to wrap up this year, and then next month we'll start working on Louis 34.
Okay, thank you for listening, guys. That's Robert. He's the secretary of Houston Council of Clubs. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
And now I'm bringing you not one, not two, not five, but 12 bears. They're called the Chicago Matadors. Yes, there are 12 woofy bears who play on halftime in Chicago Bulls games. So, let me see here. Since the initial casting call in September of 2003, the Chicago Matadors have become a permanent fixture of the United Center. Known for their entertaining dance routines, comedic senses of humor, thunderous crowd chants, and diehard love for the Chicago Bulls, these 12 men have earned their seats in Bulls history. The Matadors have been performing at Bulls games since their initial debut on November 7, 2003. When not strutting their stuff on the hardwood, these oversized comedians take their seats behind the baskets to entertain fans and cheer for their favorite NBA team. Yeah, they're pretty cool. I mean, when have you guys ever seen a group? Usually they have cheerleaders and stuff, but these are bears. They're bears enough in my book. The group will perform at selected home games during the 2005-2006 season with a goal to entertain, energize, and interact with Bulls fans. Although choreographed dances are on the agenda, the Matadors will also use their individual comedic antics, vivacious personalities, and other special talents to keep the good times rolling at the United Center. For more information about Matadors, including their 2005-2006 performance schedule, I'll give you guys the link to the website. Alright, so, wow, these are woof, what bears. These are the Chicago Matadors.
Bear Podcast presents Real Bear of Genius. Today, we salute you, Mr. Very Hairy Leather Chaps Wearer. You go to a leather Levi bar wearing a vest, harness, and leather chaps with your pubes sticking out your crotch.
Your pubes sticking out.
You never bother to trim because you're proud of your body hairs, especially when you show off your chest hairs that are longer than your beard.
Longer than your goatee.
Your butt hairs are so long, your friends call your ass Rapunzel.
Let down your hair.
So grab a bottle of water-based lube and have a fun night, because tonight, you're going to have a very hairy ride.
Okay, just wanted to make a quick mention to all of the San Francisco Bay Area listeners out there, in case you have not done it yet. If you are a member of SF Movie Bears, next week we're going to go see V for Vendetta. This is a big movie. This is the Wachowski brothers. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. The guys who are responsible for the Matrix trilogy. This is their first film since the Matrix trilogy. It's based on a very popular graphic novel and starring Natalie Portman, and it was supposed to come out last year, but because of some bombings that happened in the London subway underground system, the movie was pushed back because there is a sequence in the movie that deals with bombing the London underground system.
Oh, okay.
But the film is finally coming out. We're going opening night. We'll have the link to the reservations. They're asking that you do put in a reservation so that way they do have a good head count, because this is expected to be a sellout crowd. I know that.
Well, for now, it's about 27 who has agreed to go.
Yes. So we'll have the link up there on the Bear Podcast website. Tickets are only going to be $8.50, and we're going to the SF Metreon to go see it. SF Metreon's like $11 now, I think. So that is a pretty good deal. And we're going to, I think, the 7 o'clock show, if I remember right.
Yeah, March 17th, 7 o'clock, yeah.
Yes, so if you want to attend, definitely get your reservation in immediately. And if you're not a member of SF Movie Bears, sign up. Because if you sign up for SF Movie Bears, you'll be able to attend special screenings for free, like I got to with The New World and also with the Final Destination Trilogy. We have other events that are getting ready to come up, the only way that you can get involved with those is if you are actually a member of SF Movie Bears. So sign up.
All right. So, yeah, if you guys are in the SF area, yeah, just try out the link. It's going to be on the website on bearpodcast.com. Well, speaking of movies.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of movies, and plus also speaking of the Oscars that we mentioned earlier, there are some nice photos floating around in cyberspace right now of Heath Ledger's Ledger. apparently somebody found some production stills of a sequence from Brokeback Mountain. I think it was the scene when they were about ready to jump off the cliff naked. Well, people have found full frontal nude shots of Heath Ledger on the set of the film, and we have the link available also in case if you want to see just how hung or how non-hung Heath Ledger is.
I think he's a grower. I'm looking at the
You think he's
now.
A grower? Yeah. I've noticed he's got huge balls. It's like he's got huge balls and an average-sized dick. And I'm still trying to figure out whether or not he's cut or uncut. And I'm very amazed that these photos got leaked out also. I wonder how long it's going to take before they get, you know, taken off the internet.
It's in queerclick.com, so I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to take this out.
They're there forever. So if Heath Ledger tickles your fancy, or if you're just curious to see his cock, I mean, let's face it, we're always curious to see celebrities' cocks. So, you know, go and take a look so you can see what Michelle Williams gets pounded with every night, I guess.
Or Jack, Jack Twist.
Jack Nasty.
Jack Twist, how he felt
being rammed
by this tool of his while dry.
Yeah. Well, wasn't too dry. Well, he spit, but
he
yeah.
spit. Okay. All right. So let me see. Okay. So I'll put the link on the website, in case you guys
come
are
on.
Interested.
You know you're curious. Come on. You know you want to see it. Come
I
on.
I know.
The guy from Knight's Tale, you know, of course you want to see his cock.
Oh, no, the other guy. I would like to see, what's his name? Mark Addy. Mark Addy.
Mark Addy?
Yeah, Mark Addy, the other bear. You know, the same bear in Full Monty and the same
bear.
Yeah,
I think the closest that we'll ever get is that shirtless shot of him in the Full Monty, so.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, well. That sucks. Well, so speaking of videos still, don't you have a video that was watched by one of the stars in podcast?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, my episode, my interview with Don and Drew has not happened yet. It is happening soon. Hopefully it'll happen tonight after I'm done taping this episode, actually, because I have received the iPod, and if there are listeners here who are also listeners to the Don and Drew show, again, I want to thank everybody for the kindness and their support. It was absolutely overwhelming. I am now in the possession of a 30-gig iPod video, and it's incredibly shiny. I'm in absolute love with it. There is an inscription on the back that says, "To Fags and Roy," from the Don and Drew listeners, which is great. We've been trying to connect. Don and Drew and I have been trying to connect so that we could tape this episode, because we not only want to let the listeners know that I did get the iPod and I can personally thank them myself, but they have seen Bear Paws.
Oh my goodness.
And I did warn them that it was extreme.
Yeah.
And
I've seen Don it myself. My goodness.
Dawn has come to the conclusion that there's absolutely no way in hell she can show this movie to her father.
really?
Yeah.
Shelby's dad cannot watch it? Oh, no.
She said that if she were to show this to her father, that he would go criminally insane and be locked up in Bellevue. But it's like she has trouble getting past. In fact, if you go to the Dawn and Drew website, which is dawnanddrew.podshow.com, we'll have the link to it. It's episode 267 where they talk about it. And it's great because they jump from talking about Girl Scout cookies to bear porn, which is perfect. You know, I mean, you go from talking about food to sex. It's a perfect bear world.
Yeah.
And, you know, she can't get past the opening scene. And, you know, the opening sequence, this guy takes this arm-sized dildo up the ass.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And she can't get past that. It's just like she said it was at that point when that happened, she said she knew that there was no way in hell that she could show it to her father. So,
but then she had to see the rusty trombone.
Oh, she got to see the rusty trombone. And she got to see fisting and water sports, you name it. She got to see it and all in action. She got to see me in all my glory, too. So,
oh, goodness. Has I'm Drew seen sure. it?
What's that?
Has Drew seen it?
Drew's afraid to watch it. He's heard Don's reactions, and he's afraid to. In fact, it's given her dreams. She had this dream, actually, that that she felt something stuck in her butt, and so she reached into there, and then she started fisting herself. She was talking about on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, sitting here going, oh, it's good to know that my video has created a nightmare for her.
Uh-huh.
But, I don't know what we're going to do with the video, you know, because originally the video was given to them to show to Shopa's dad, but I guess maybe if I talk them into it, maybe, because I did autograph the video, maybe I could have them actually auction it off to a Don and Drew listener. So if there's anybody there who, anybody out there who listens to the Don and Drew show, also, you know, keep your ears peeled and, you know, maybe you can win a copy of the video of me in action.
Yeah.
In depending on how I can word it to them. So
yeah. In case the other listeners there don't know what the Don and Drew show is, the Don and Drew show is a one of the top top listened to podcasts in the world.
Well, not only are they a podcast now, but now their show has moved to Sirius Satellite Radio.
Imagine they're that, on your show being played in Sirius.
Oh, God, yes. They're on Sirius Stars 102 now. They used to be 103, but I think they've merged over now to 102.
You know, if they do interview you either tonight or sometime in the future, they interview you, you, Roy, are going to be on Sirius also.
I'll be an official Sirius radio star, I know.
Wow. On Don and Drew show.
Unfucking believable. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, is that I don't honestly feel like, I mean, I've had people not only from Bear Podcast, but also from the Don and Drew show ask me what it's like to be a celebrity now, and be quite honest with you, I don't feel like a celebrity. I really don't. I mean, I do this show just for fun. I have a blast doing this show. It's my way of contributing to the Bear community, and I don't see myself as a celebrity. I honestly don't. I really don't. I know this is my 15 minutes of fame, and I'm just having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not letting it get to my head, and I have people out there who are ready to, you know, put me back in check in case I do let the fame go to my head, but I'm not going to, because I know it's not serious.
Oh yeah, it's always fun. That's what this is all about.
It's all it's about. Mm-hmm. Having fun, you know, getting your opinion out there, and you know all that jazz. It's just like blogging, you know.
Yeah, it's an audio blog practically. Okay, so I have something for you to listen to, and for all the listeners also.
Oh, okay. We got some voicemails?
Yep. Hold on.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
This is Big V Bear. I just wanted to wish Nard and Excalibur Bear a happy 50th podcast. Here we go. Let me see if I can do it as well as he does. Many wolves and many hugs.
Vito!
It's Vito.
Hello, Vito. Hello. Is, for those who don't know, Vito runs BearDar.com, and yep. He has his own podcast, also BearDar Radio. You can find me on BearDar.com as ExcaliBear. I mean, we promote the site like crazy here.
I've been playing around the site. It's very nice. I really like it a lot.
It's a very user-friendly site. I like it a lot, too.
Yeah. So, okay. Do we have... birthday greetings. Forget.
Yes, we have a belated birthday greeting, actually. If we would have gotten this out earlier this week, it would have been on time. But there is a very special listener out there who just recently turned 29.
Yes, and he is Jeff.
STP Bear.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy belated birthday, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. March 8th, that's right. Yeah,
it's March 8th. Yep, March 8th was his birthday. Mm-hmm. Yes, March 8th was his birthday. So enjoy 29, hon. Enjoy it a lot. I know he kind of was freaking out a little bit because he's approaching 30. We all go through that, hon. I went through the, oh my God, I'm turning 30 soon thing. But it's not that bad. Trust me, it's not that bad. As a matter of fact, when you are a bear, and I've discovered that when you are a bear and when you turn 30, it's all uphill from that point.
Yeah. It's all good. I mean, you know, you get more seasoned as the years go by.
Yes, we get better with age. We're like wine. We're like cheese. Bears get better with age. Mm-hmm. Well, some of us do, at least. There's some other ones out there that, you know, they start turning into the puppet madam, you know, as they start getting older. And you're like, ah!
Yeah. But anyway, let me greet some more people here. I had a post here from Jaime, I think. Yeah, Jaime. I was about to say Jamie, but I think it's Jaime.
Jaime?
Yeah. Actually, he's the partner of the Mr. International Bear. Mr. Bear International.
Oh.
Yeah, he says here, I'm the partner of the last Mr. Bear International. I couldn't be there because I had too much work. And he likes seeing the films. Yeah, I took the videos. It's online. It's on the website. And... He's the partner of Pedro. Yeah. So.
Oh, he's partners with Pedro.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pedro. I guess many voted for Pedro.
That's right. While we're on that subject matter, I don't know if I ever had a chance to, but I'm definitely going to do it now. I need to give a shout out to Ali, who won Daddy Bear.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Ali is. I've known him for a while, and you know he's a fellow co-star with Cyber Bears. So it was definitely very thrilling when I heard he was nominated. You know, I definitely supported him and tried to get you know the vote for him and everything. So, in fact, he's there on the video accepting the award. He looks absolutely shocked that he won, but he so deserves it. He's such a sweetheart. I'm glad that he won. So, congratulations, Ollie.
Congratulations. Okay, I have here. Let me see an email. Let me read that email from... Oh, if you guys are listening to the show, if you look at the website, by the way, there's going to be a few changes in the logos and pictures, and it was donated by Adobe, and he's from Greece. He says that he hopes...
We got all sorts of new little gifts. We got a new theme song. We got new logos.
Yeah. Logos. And, it's pretty cool. And I was surprised. I just got an email from him. And, oh, my God, somebody's making images for me. That's great because
cool.
I'm really terrible in graphics. So I'm glad
people... Oh, what was a cute logo, the little bear with the little iPod. It was
he
cute.
Improved it. Actually, I'm going to use it. He improved that picture. I mean, a whole lot better than what I could do. Okay, he says here, he made a new logo for the podcast, and he hopes to see it on the next episode. And yes, we're going to use it in the next episode.
Yay.
He goes by Sotiris Papathanasio from Greece.
So, wow, what a name.
Yeah, very interesting.
And hopefully if he's like all other Greek hotties, he's a hottie.
You see, as hard as an Adobe.
Adobe, send us your photo.
Send us your photo. Yeah.
Let us see if you live up to all of the myths about Greek bears.
Yeah, would be nice. Okay, so one announcement, by the way, guys. Bears of San Antonio is having a bear event in South Padre Island. Bears of, let me type that. Antonio.net. Bears of San Antonio.net. It's going to be Bears to the Coast in South Padre Island. It's going to be on March 31st to April 1st. So, yeah, it's just going to be a small group of bears being at the beach. A whole lot better than the one in Galveston, I guess. I mean the beach. I don't like the beach too much here in the Houston area or in the Galveston area. But there in South Padre Island. Well, in the pool area, I heard they fixed the pool. They made upgraded the hot tubs and fixed the pool in such a way that it's bigger, I believe. And yeah, I guess it's going to be a lot of nude swimming. Yeah, possibly. So yeah, visit the website, guys, at bearsofsanantonio.net and check out Bears to the Coast. If you guys want to come, you're all welcome to register.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. So, what else? What else do we have, Roy? Oh, yeah, by the way, Roy.
Yes?
Give me a four-digit number.
A four-digit number?
Yep.
Any four-digit number?
Just any four-digit number.
1955.
Okay, guys, that is the code to see the nasty videos of Louis 2006. I'll put the link on the website. If you're listening to this, then you know that the access code is 1955.
Why do enter in 1955 and you'll be able to see the bears getting blown.
Yeah. Well, not too much of a bears, but a lot of guys.
Well, if you do the hot area. Leather daddies getting
but there
blown.
Are, yeah, there are hot leather daddies. And oh, yeah, there's this guy in a singlet. Oh, very woofy daddy bear. Yeah. And very impressive, too. Anyway, okay. So I guess that's it. That's it. That wraps up the show.
Cool.
Yeah. So thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you for listening to us. For those who have been there from the beginning, thank you, for being there through all 50 episodes. I know that I came into play like halfway through as co-host, but it's been a blast doing the show with you, and I can't wait to do 50 more.
It's always fun. I mean, I always enjoy doing this, and actually, my partner Mikey was asking, "When are you gonna do your next show? When are you gonna do your next show? When I get my voice back?" Well, I pretty much have my voice back, but I'm still a little coffee. But I'm okay now, so on
well,
to
maybe
the show.
Maybe Mike needs to give you some homemade cough syrup to help soothe the throat and the itching and the scratching.
That's right. Probably in a few weeks I will.
there you go.
Okay, guys. So email me, guys, at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And the website here is bearpodcast.com.
And you can always email me at xcalibear@gmail.com. You can also message me at beardar.com. I'm known as xcalibear. Or even if you want to mention me at bear411, I'm EDG5574 there.
Okay. Oh, leave a voicemail for us, a voice message at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. And if we're going to play that in the show. Okay, guys? So.
Don't be afraid to call.
Don't be afraid to call. And, okay. I guess that's it.
One more thing. I want to plug a podcast because I love plugging fellow podcasts. And I think we've mentioned Wanda Wisdom a lot on this show, but in case there's listeners out there that have never listened to Wanda Wisdom's incredible podcast, go download it right now. It's absolutely hysterical. It's called Eat This Hot Show. She does it with Madge Weinstein and Brian Regan.
Regan Fox.
She does it with Regan Fox. It's basically the three of them just going nuts. And if you listen to any of their shows separately, like Lucky Bitch Radio or Madge Weinstein's Yeast Radio, and I don't listen to Regan Fox's. I keep meaning to listen to it, though, because people tell me that I need to listen to it. But if you listen to any of their shows separately and know how extreme their personalities are, imagine the three of them getting together and podcasting for an hour.
That's right.
It has to be heard to believe. You can find the link through iTunes. It's called Eat This Hot Show. It's a great show. Definitely check it out.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Many wolves and many hugs.
Talk to you later.
Podcast.
The boss. The podcast. Oh, God. Sorry. The podcast.